I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. In the latest government funding bill just approved by Congress and the White House, there is a $1 billion increase for programs focused on child care and early childhood learning. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has our story.
This new funding includes an additional $275 million for the Head Start program and $725 million more for the Child Care and Development Block Grant. That's roughly a 30% increase in the funds, which states choose how to spend.
One way that states might choose to use this increased funding is to increase subsidy eligibility thresholds.
Susan Gale Perry is CEO of the nonprofit Child Care Aware of America,
which means that more families would have access to help paying for childcare. It may also be used for things like improving the rates that states pay for childcare providers so that they can attract and retain qualified staff and increase the quality of their programs.
The increase brings the program totals to about $21 billion. Childcare advocates say that reflects bipartisan support for early childhood education. Julie Cashin is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
We got this $1 billion increase that's going to help the programs that exist, but we need so much more.
Cashin says these new funds show Congress's growing awareness of the lack of affordable childcare in the U.S. But
right now, we need $16 billion in emergency child care funding to make sure that the child care sector can be stable on an ongoing basis.
Because even with this boost in funding, existing programs are only serving a fraction of eligible families, says Sarah Rittling, who runs the First 5 Years Fund, a D.C.-based children's advocacy group. For example, through those child care and development block grants to states,
14% of eligible families are served with the $8+ billion that we have.
And when it comes to Head Start, which provides support for low-income children and their families,
we're serving roughly 36% of eligible families and 11% of eligible families in early Head Start. So we have our work cut out for us.
Still, advocates say this increase in funding is a win, especially given the extremely contentious process and tight budgets that led to the final appropriations agreement. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.